Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair airs live every Monday at noon. And now you can also catch the show during drive time at 6 a.m. every Friday. Hear from New York Times bestselling authors, innovative business leaders, cutting-edge health and wellness professionals, award-winning journalists, filmmakers, explorers, and adventurers. Tune in to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, Mondays at noon Pacific time and Fridays at 6 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Pick up the bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And it is a Talk with Your Animals Sunday here on Animal World. Gifted animal intuitive communicator, medium Reiki master, Darcy Pariso is in the studio. And by the way, if you want to contact Darcy to get a reading or work with her off the air, you can check out her website at www.darcypariso.com. Darcy, just like normal, D-A-R-C-Y. Pariso is Paris with an L, Paris with an O, P-A-R-I-S-O, darcypariso.com. And Darcy's phone number is 425-280-3000.
425-2830. 425-280-5132. And let's see, we're in the middle of a phone conversation with Roberta about her cat Wolfie and dog Boomer. We're going to go back to Roberta because Darcy's been tuning in over the top of the hour. So good morning again, Roberta.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right. So Darcy, what did you get from our Wolfie and Boomer situation?
Well, when I look into Wolfie, into his energy, I feel like there's some anger and there's also some confidence, and it feels to him like your dog Boomer is just too much. He doesn't like his position and feels he should be honored more. And so, well, I
what kind of dog is Boomer?
Boomer is a mini Aussie.
Oh.
And he's 6 now.
6-year-old miniature Aussie.
Right.
They are very dominant and controlling.
When you said Boomer, I just felt the energy. You know, you said Boomer, I was like, wow, this dog has a lot of energy. And I think that's really, you know, hard for Wolfie ongoing. He tries to, you know, maintain and deal with it, this ebb and flow, but there's some anger. And
How are Boomer's manners with Wolfie?
He's really good. Wolfie tends to do some, I call them drive-bys, where he'll be walking by him and then he'll swipe at him. Mm-hmm. And he will engage Boomer in play usually when I'm, you know, not looking, mm-hmm. Which I think is kind of funny. But I've always, like, Wolfie's domain has been the bedroom and the bed. And so Boomer has never, other than if Boomer wants to get my attention, like my little smoke alarm battery thing went off, so he jumped on the bed. But other than that, Boomer doesn't sleep on the bed, and Wolfie's got the bedroom and the bed, and he's also got a cat tree that gets him up high. So he was hanging out in that yesterday. So I'm picking up on that he wants to be up away from.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that I was getting, you know, catify your living area, that you may not have enough up places for Wolfie to go, because they should be in all areas of the house. He should have areas where he can get up. And, you know, like, I don't know if you've watched My Cat from Hell in Jackson Galaxy, but you know how he creates those feline super highways, you know, so they can go up on the wall and around the shelves and all around the room without having to touch the ground. You know, I'm sure that Wolfie's confidence would be much greater if he had plenty of up places.
Yeah, and I feed him up. I have a crate that occasionally I'll have to keep Boomer in, but I don't use it that much, but his food is up there, so he doesn't have to compete for space, you know, with the food. He's up away from the dog.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
As far as feeding, and the cat box is in the bathroom, so I, you know, and when I'm gone, I sort of fix the bathroom door so the cat can get in and the dog can't. So, mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to do as much as I can. I'm still working on it. So,
well, now it's interesting to me though that you say that it's not like Wolfie is hiding from the dog all the time, and you say they even engage in play from time to time.
Right. Yeah.
So, what is it that you observe that makes you think that he's so fearful?
Well, because he was hiding. Like I went to work Friday and I couldn't find him, so he was hiding. And when I came home, I still couldn't find him, and I found him under the recliner. And so he either hides under the recliner or under the bed. I looked under the bed first, and I couldn't find him there, and so I looked under the couch, and so I found him under the recliner, and I kind of laid and talked to him for a while, and he, you know, he came out. But it seemed markedly increased in the last 3 or 4 days. So, you know, I just wanted to make sure that he didn't, like Friday, he didn't have an incident with the dog where maybe the dog got too carried away and hurt him, or, you know, I don't know. I was just, you know, thinking something ramped up, but I didn't know what it was.
Okay. So did you get anything on all that, Darcy?
Well, I think that Wolfie just feels really annoyed. And this happens from time to time. It's just that I think your dog Boomer wants to play sometimes, and he just doesn't want to. He's just, leave me alone. And it feels like, you know, Boomer's not reading his cues and just wants to do what he wants to do, and he gets fed up with it. But I also am feeling too that if you could you know, talk to Wolfie and say, you know, you mean a lot to me, and this is how I see our relationship, and here's some things that, you know, you do to help me. You know, you're my teacher, you're my mirror, you know, you're my love bug, you know, whatever that those roles are, and define those, and just keep reassuring him how important he is to you and how much he means to you. And I would also do the same thing with Boomer and give him a job, give him a focus, because he feels like he needs to get some energy out, to have something more to do. He could be the bug control, go walk around and check for bugs and help keep the house clean. And
Well, yeah, because Aussies are powerful working dogs, and they need a lot of exercise.
He needs a lot of jobs.
So how does Boomer get a lot of exercise, Roberta?
Well, yes and no. I mean, he travels to work with me in the morning because he likes to be with me, and he's safe, you know, where I'm at while I'm working for a few hours. And he gets really upset if he's not with me. So he gets walked before I go to work. He gets walked right after I get done, and then before I go to work again, and then at night. And I don't have an area real close to where I can just let him run.
As I was going to say, just walking doesn't cut it. Not with an Aussie. They really need to run and good aerobic type exercise, and they need to, you know, a good frisbee game, or, you know, some kind of you know, really high energy activity.
Right, and I do play with him in the house. I throw things, and he I do a lot of that in the house, which isn't obviously not as long distance wise as far as running, but I'll work on getting more running for him.
Yeah, and I would say definitely you need more up spaces, more of those climbing and perching posts for Wolfie.
Right.
In all the other rooms, not just the bedroom. And, you know, he may have the bedroom, but, you know, the dog can jump on the bed easily. I mean, so he needs a post, you know, in the bedroom to get up on. You know, he needs one in the family room or living room or, you know, the kitchen. I mean, they need those up spaces all around.
Okay. Yep, okay. We'll work on that.
And Roberta, in addition to the physical activity, can you give him a mental, something to keep him occupied mentally? Like, you can look at your job and say, you know, could you help me with organizing some things? Or can you give me some ideas, some creativity? Can you help me with my writing? Because animals can do that too. They can give us ideas.
Okay.
And I think it might, you know, stimulate his brain a little bit and help to maybe counteract some of the...
Well, and they're smart enough to do the doggy puzzles and all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But it sounds like everybody needs to, well, Boomer needs some more exercise and and a job. And Wolfie needs more catifying and up places to feel safe.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
And then you can always do Vicky, get some essences going.
Okay.
And
her
book and the process in the book is really... really helpful.
Okay. Great.
All right, Roberta. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you so much, both of you. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All righty. Let's see. We're heading to... Nancy will be to you, so hang on. But next in line is Sue in Bothell. Sue, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Good morning, Sue.
Hi.
Hi, Sue. And, of course, Sue, you're a regular around here at Animal World. And I think we talked to you with Dr. Nels did some work, and so did Jude and Paul. You've
right.
got the tingling going on the left side of your face. Is that right?
Yes.
I think, wasn't it when Jude and Paul, was it the last time you called in? Prior to having this tingling in your face and all of that, you were calling in regularly about your beloved kitty Jasper, who
right.
passed away with the lymphoma, the lymphoma
of the nose,
of the nose, and so forth. And this tingling with you has been going on since his passing, right?
I believe so. It's been quite a while.
Yeah, and. But I think something came up, when Jude and Paul were working on you, that there was some kind of connection between what was going on with you and with Jasper?
Actually, it was first Dr. Nels.
First Dr. Nels, okay. But for whatever reason, I think I think Jude and Paul saw it too then, and so yeah. The idea was let's have Darcy look at this and see if there's something going on between Jasper on the other side and Sue and this tingling in your face, and is there something that Darcy might be able to do about that? So I don't know. Darcy's tuning in. Let's see what she gets.
So Jasper was your cat, and how old was he when he crossed over?
He was 14 and a half.
Okay, 14. And this has been going on for just a few months or 6 months?
Not sure when it started, but at least 6 months.
Well, how long ago did Jasper pass?
And he passed in May.
In May.
Yeah, because I heard about 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me tune into him. What breed was he in color?
He was gray and white, like a tuxedo, with a little white blaze on his forehead.
Oh, okay, I see him. Do you have like guilt, and is there something that's unsaid, you know, about his passing? Do you feel that there should have been something else that should have happened, or there's something unfinished?
Okay. I feel guilt that maybe I could have done something differently or done more, or I miss him a lot.
Yeah. You feel the grief coming up.
I understand. I know that you do. I feel that. But the first thing he was saying, that this tie is really, you don't need to punish yourself. You did everything that you could. You did everything that, you know, was in his best and highest good. And we can always look back and say, well, maybe I could have done this, or maybe I could have done that. But he says, in reality, you did everything you could, and he didn't want any more. No heroics.
Well, I was going to say, I can certainly confirm that, Sue, because you were in touch with us for the last few years of Jasper's life, and you did everything you could veterinary medicine-wise. You did everything with, you know, Dr. Nails worked on him regularly, Jude and Paul did regularly. I mean, you performed above and beyond the call, and they're simply, you know, and it isn't... It isn't our jobs to keep them alive forever. They don't. None of us live forever.
Yeah.
And you know, there certainly is no reason for you to feel guilty. I mean, you certainly did everything you possibly could do. And Jasper's telling Darcy that he didn't want anything more.
No, and he's telling me two more things. He's saying that, you know, please either write a letter. You could speak to him. You can talk out loud and speak to him. But he feels like a letter would be more powerful because it's the act of
help
writing.
Help her release better.
Yes, it's
more.
A deeper release. Exactly, Martha. So he's saying, please write a letter about everything that you want to say and get it out of your body, because he doesn't want you to carry this. And he says that he's happy and healthy and he's light as a feather, and he doesn't have anything wrong with, you know, there's no physical illnesses with him whatsoever. And his greatest wish is for you to get rid of this also. And I feel this letter is going to help you, you know, kind of, he's saying dump a lot of this. And also he's saying that he's around you, you know, and he's going to stay around you, you know, through this process, but even beyond. I see him like sitting on the I don't know if you let him sit here, kind of feel like you didn't, but I see him sitting on the kitchen cabinet, like near the sink, and just looking at you and saying, you know, let it go, you know, flush it down the drain or whatever you need to do. But do you feel him? Like, do you feel him at night?
No, not really. I've got two other cats, so I can't tell if it's them or...
Who's who? Why don't you ask? Why don't you say, you know, Jasper, are you here? If you're here, you know, come and, you know, lay on me, or lay next to me, or sit next to me, and see if you just... And close your eyes and see if you feel him.
Okay.
Because I think you will. He would like to have that validation so that you absolutely know that he's there.
So that's sweet.
And it might take, you know, more than once, but, and, you know, you're not forcing it. It's just being open and saying, you know, I'd love to know that you're here, and just be open. And and maybe ask your other cats, you know, to just give you some distance so that you're clear whose energy it is, because his energy is different than your other cats. And I can understand where, you know, maybe you're not feeling it because there's a lot of cat energy passing around.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. So writing the letter is really important. Now, Darcy, can you look at this tingling business going on in Sue's face, the left side? Is this related to her guilt and what's unfinished with her and Jasper, or is this something completely different?
Well, I feel it's energetic.
And you feel it is energetic.
And
okay.
I heard guilt.
And guilt. Okay. Yeah. So you're getting a confirmation mm-hmm. that it's energetic and guilt. And that's got it. So the biggest thing Sue can do to release this is to write this letter?
Write the letter, talk to Jasper, and you know, if you whatever you need to do to help let this go, if you find that prayer is powerful, do any kind of clearing, and you know, just you know, give it up to the heavens, to God, to Source, and just you know, cut these ties, because this isn't yours, and that's what Jasper's saying today. You know, it's not yours. Let it go.
Okay. So Sue, are you clear on what Darcy's telling you to do as homework?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you get to it. You got some writing to do.
Okay.
And to know that he's there and that he's good and he's feeling fine
yeah.
and you did
yeah.
everything you were supposed to do and you could have done, but now you need to let go of this energy and this guilt and have a solid, good connection with him.
I think okay. I have a hard time letting go also because he was a big support for me because my husband's going through health issues.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, he's still there to
yes,
support you.
Exactly.
See, but
okay.
but until you let go of the guilt and that energy, you're not feeling it. Okay?
Okay.
So you got to get busy and let go. And that's a big life lesson for you, I'm sure.
And what you'll feel okay. What you'll feel is love. You'll just feel like an infusion of love.
Okay.
Because that's what he's sending you. And love is the, you know, highest vibration and healing energy there is. And that's what he wants for you.
You know, and I just got another hit, speaking of our theme of the day. I'll bet you Vicki Draper has a crystal essence related to letting go. In fact, okay. I think she has one called Letting Go.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you get Vicki's number?
I keep in touch with her, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
One last thing, Sue, is I feel you know this, but to remind you that your intention is everything. If you have the intention that you want to be, you know, healthy and healed and just let this go and move forward so you can be your best. And you're doing this for Jasper. What Jasper would like is, you know, take care of yourself.
Okay.
All righty. God bless you.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, my best.
All right. We are up against the clock. Nancy, we're going to take care of advertisers, so I have plenty of time to spend with you because we have got some work to do with these girls in Olympia. my dachshund girls. Anyway, we will be going to Nancy and Olympia next. Phyllis and Kirkland, you'll be up, and we've got one line open at 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuTro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed Tori Ryder, a political and pop culture savant who shares her views of current events with her trademark wit and wisdom.
On Saturday, Becky Walsh returns from across the pond, bringing her keen intuitive insights with a spot of humor.
In hour number two, we present a special series called Chime In about people making a difference.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671. Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and let's see, we're just about midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's a Talk with Your Animals Sunday. Gifted animal intuitive communicator, medium, and Reiki master Darcy Pariso is in the studio, and we have open phone lines throughout the show, and she's just doing free readings for everybody. And we actually have a couple of lines open now if you'd like to grab one. Local number 425-373-5527, and toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And remember, you can always send us an email. It's better if you call if you want a reading, but you can send us an email anytime at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty then, we are heading down south to Olympia and welcoming Nancy. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing okay. We're doing okay. I put Gabby right on my lap so that there's real good connectivity here.
Oh, she doesn't even have to be in the house with you. There's no issue with distance with this kind of stuff. But so everybody knows I came down a week ago Saturday,
right?
To work with your family with your dachshund girls,
yeah.
and Gabby is the youngest one,
right?
And right. And Gabby is how old? Remind me.
She is about
16 months old. And then you've got Lola.
Lola, who is about 3 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, then, is it okay if I just give Darcy some background here?
Oh, sure.
I went down mainly because, I mean, when I see dachshunds as a behavior therapist and trainer, it's usually for two things: house training and barking. And guess what? Those were the two big things down there. Yeah, yeah. Now, let's go with the physical thing first.
Okay.
Because
okay.
In the course of, when I get there, the first thing we do is sit down. I go through a long interview to find out everything I need to know about what's going on. And they, both Lola and Gabby are supposed to be miniature dachshunds. And, mm-hmm. and Lola appears as, you know, kind of a normal size miniature dachshund. Now, Gabby, on the other hand, is very small. Mm-hmm. Would you say, Nancy, she's about half the size of
yeah.
Lola? Yeah,
yeah,
about
definitely.
Half the size. So she looks, even though she's supposed to be a miniature dachshund, she looks more like a toy.
Yeah,
and,
definitely. In fact, she may be, but we're not sure.
Yeah, yeah. So she's quite small. Now, when Gabby was young, she had a physical issue. Now, like, correct me if I'm wrong, Nancy, but was there anything going on that you were aware of, or did the evidence of the liver stuff come up when they tested something before spaying her?
Well, we took her, she had her first heat, and then we took her to the vet because we thought she was, you know, it was time to have her spayed. And they did some blood work and noticed And I'm exactly sure what it is, but that her liver count was low or high. I didn't really get the specifics because I don't understand the physiology of it. But anyway, they wanted to wait for about a month before they stayed her.
Yeah, because her liver chemistries were off. Probably they were elevated.
Right. And so we took her back again, and it was the same thing. And they said, well, we're going to go ahead and stay her, but we want you to get a we want you to get an ultrasound and go all the way into coma, and it was going to be $400, which we would have done, except for the fact that we just had a sense that this little girl is about as healthy as you can get for a little dachshund.
She other than being small, which we really don't know if she is small or if she's a toy, because I think you don't know that. But, you know, she's happy, healthy, and runs like crazy and plays with Lola and great. But the liver enzymes elevated. And didn't they wanted you to do ultrasound and so forth because they suspected that she had a liver shunt.
Right. Exactly.
And and my understanding of a liver shunt. Now, Nancy's gonna call back next week because we set up a vet Sunday so we can grill Dr. Bill about this and learn about liver shunts and stuff. But my understanding of a liver shunt is that it's the blood is delivered, you know, goes through the body and then is delivered to the liver, and the liver, you know, filters and all the stuff out of the blood.
Right.
But a liver shunt is one of those vessels that's supposed to take the blood to the liver. Instead of delivering the blood to the liver, it actually goes through the liver. So it doesn't it doesn't dump the blood in the liver. So it bypasses the liver, so to speak. And so that's what they wanted the ultrasound to determine. It occurred to me too. I mean, when they go in there and spay them, why don't they just make a little bigger incision and look at the liver? But I guess
that's what I was wondering too. I know.
But we'll ask. We're going to ask Dr. Bill that next week. But at any rate, they didn't do that, and I actually agreed with Nancy and her husband that, you know, sometimes we do all this stuff and it costs gazillions of dollars and stuff, and we don't really need to put our animal friends through this. So I supported them in their decision and not wanting to spend hundreds of dollars to have ultrasound when they have what appears to be a normal, healthy dog. So the first step in our doing more investigation here is I wanted you to tune in because, you're developing some really great medical intuitive skills. And if you could look at Gabby and her liver, and can you see, does she have a liver shunt going through her liver, or is there something else going on? Or what do you see on a medical patient with her?
Well, when you first mentioned about the about a liver problem, I felt like it's something else, that it's maybe close by or surrounding it, but it doesn't feel like that's quite it. It feels a little different, and I think that Dr. Bill's going to be able to maybe come up with some. I think there's like a couple different possibilities and
some other thing. But you're getting a no. You feel like it's not a liver shunt.
It feels like there's something around the liver. I don't know that it's a shunt. It feels a little different than that, and I don't know what exactly that means. I have to leave that to Dr. Bill, but.
So the shunt, it feels different, because I want to write down these words so I can remember so I can tell Bill exactly what you say. Because Nancy, Dr. Bill does work with Darcy, so he's familiar with what she does.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be able to tell him exactly what you're saying.
And the other word that I hear is like a leak or leakage or something. It feels like it's different than a shunt. And I can just tell you my impressions. But she feels like she... Like, this is how she's always felt, and it doesn't feel like she's taken, a hit on this, like she feels worse. It just feels that she's ebbing and flowing the way she's supposed to be. She feels okay, but it does feel like she's operating a little under her energy, and I think Dr. Bill's going to come up with a couple of different possibilities, and the shunt might not be what it is, because it feels like it's around that somehow, and I think he's going to... his medical knowledge will be able to figure out what that is.
Okay. Well, and then we can, if it's okay with you, we're going to grill Dr. Bill on this next week. We're going to learn all about liver shunts and that kind of stuff. But then we'll see what he could come up with, what else this might be, and why a very young dog like this would have elevated liver, you know, and chemicals, you know, stuff in the blood. And then with what you say, what he comes up with. But I'm, she apparently, when they were spayed, she recovered nicely and normally from the anesthesia, did she not?
Oh, within hours, practically.
Yeah, because I think the liver does, you know, process out the anesthesia, and it looks like that worked well. Do you see these elevated liver enzymes and whatever's going on, do you see that negatively affecting Gabby in any way at this point?
No, it's not a huge thing. I feel that Dr. Bill is going to say there's another possibility we can also look at.
Okay.
And at the same time I'm seeing this, I'm thinking about this immune tabs.
Ah, okay.
And I don't know if that's his other possibility, if there will be other things he suggests, and that's also an additional support.
Okay. Well, you'll learn all about the immune tabs on next week's show, Nancy, because that's Dr. Bill is the expert on immune support and immune system and all of that.
And I hear that things are not always as they seem is also.
Yeah.
That's why there's feels like there's another something here that Dr. Bill will be looking at.
Okay. I'm going to write that down. Things not always as they seem.
And I think Dr. Bill's going to hear that and have a really good idea. Like, he already, it'll validate what he's
thinking. No pressure for Dr. Bill, of course, but just tell him, you've got to have the answer here. Okay, so we'll table that until next week.
Okay.
Now, we have a kind of an interesting setup and situation that we need to deal with kind of house training-wise. And so it's okay, Nancy, if I just fill Darcy in on the details?
Yes.
Okay. So we have, you know, two dachshunds, which, you know, as I shared with Nancy and her husband, and I share with everybody, you know, I've said it on the air a number of times, you know, there are those breeds of dogs that tend to be easy to house train, no problems. And then there are those breeds that, for whatever reason, tended to be behind the door when house training skills were handed out, and they're notorious for being difficult. And so, of course, dachshunds are kind of like right at the top of that list.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them, but, you know, some of them. And like I said, when I see them, it's usually because of house training issues. And these girls were not doing too bad with the system that's set up, in that they were, even though they have, you know, a wonderful big yard set up and so forth, they were raised, you know, using, you know, potty type pads in the house. And they're pretty good with that. But the reason, one of the big reasons I was down there is that, you know, it was, you know, two dachshunds going in the house all the time. And they had these big pads in three areas of the house. And, you know, it's getting to be a little much. And they really were kind of hoping that maybe there was a way to train these girls to go outside rather than inside. And, of course, the biggest problem being when the weather's bad, the girls don't want to go outside. So we had a long discussion about this, and I really felt that this was going to be a long, you know, process going through, and that it wasn't the best timing weather-wise, you know, cutting them off inside and going to outside pottying only right when the weather is really getting bad going into winter just didn't feel like the best plan to me. So we kind of set it up on, well, let's solve a lot of the other problems, you know, the barking, and let's get impulse control and get your relationship in better stead, and let's get them going on absolutely on the pads all the time, and then maybe we can, you know, move the pads towards the laundry room and maybe end up with one pad in the laundry room that they use. In the meantime, during the winter, then, you know, I could get Nancy and her husband, you know, going out with the girls and getting the pattern established of going outside and rewarding on the spot, and then lots of happies and jollies when the weather's crummy. And then maybe by springtime and the weather getting nice, we'd be able to make that transition. So let's find out first before you tune in and answer all the questions that I've got. Nancy, you've had about a week to work with the girls. Fill us in on where you are and the whole house training thing now. And I know you left me a message that you'd kind of come up with an interim plan. So tell us what's going on now.
Well, they're better. The best time is right at the beginning of the day. I mean, they will go right out, and we're able to reward them for taking care of their business, and then they come back in and have their breakfast. And
by the way, are they eating their meals now with the NuPro?
Oh, yeah.
And do they like the NuPro supplement?
I love that.
Wonderful. Because they weren't eating all their food, and it was sitting around, so I left them samples of the wonderful NuPro supplement. The powder, because that really usually spiffs up the taste, and they eat really good. So they are eating good and doing regular meals.
Well, they don't eat all of it, but I think we're just giving them a little too much.
I was going to say, if they're not eating it at all, then you're feeding too much, so cut down on the amount.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Oh, so much better in the morning. First thing in the morning, we go out and potty, get our rewards, come back in, have breakfast.
Right. And then I will take them out, like you mentioned, about every hour. And nothing happens. They just will walk around, and I will stand there and wait, and nothing happens.
Okay, and are you saying, using your potty words and imagining them going?
Yeah. Yep, I'm doing all of that.
Okay.
And, I know that this is a process that's going to take a while.
Well, but that's what, I want what I, so the first thing is I want you to, Darcy, to tune in to Lola and Gabby. And when Nancy's taking them out, I mean, are they understanding the communication yet? Do they have any idea of what's going on here, and how is their communication getting through? And can you assist in explaining to them, or where are we at with them?
When I look at them, I hear the words "creature of habit," and so they're. I don't know that they're getting their understanding so much. You're taking them outside, but I don't know if they're really, taking in what you want them to do. What I saw before Martha was even talking was that the three potty pads and then going down to two. And I heard spring also. And then when they, even if they go in the potty pads, maybe give them a small treat, just a small thing. And you're like, yay, you went in the potty pad. And then you go down to one and then eventually none. And so I saw that same thing and thought by spring you could move them outside.
So that was one of my biggest questions is there hope? Is there a light at the end of this tunnel? And if we stick with this and work through the program, will we be able to get them to transfer to completely going potty outside? Or are we always going to need one pad in the house?
Well, it might ebb and flow, but I think that they are treat motivated. And I think that you can get them to one potty pad and then take it away. And I think you can probably take it away for spring. But that's the time where lots of treats and lots of praise. But if there's a time that they need to use, something, you almost have to have something available unless you have a pet door or you can always be taking them out.
Yeah, so we don't have a dog door now. And it wouldn't do any good even if there was one because the weather's bad. They won't go out.
Yeah, not now. They won't.
Right.
They would be more motivated in the spring and summer because they like to smell and they like to look for bugs. But in the when it's rainy or
they are
windy.
Isn't that good you picked up on the bugs because they're bug dogs at least Lola for sure
the nose
definitely.
Is down and but not in the rain forget
she caught a fly while I was there and she also found a wasp in the house while I was there we didn't let her get that one though
but as far as communicating I think that they're treat motivated and you can go from three pads to two and down to one and probably that's as good as it's going to get until spring and it'll be showing them positive messages and in your mind and your words your emotions and treats and you might have to add extra treats in the beginning until they really get it
well we're all about that that's for sure the one thing I did want to mention, Martha, you, is that we were thinking, when it is pouring down rain, we were thinking what we could do is put the potty pad in the laundry room, but not close the door and put a little barrier across there, like a city gate or a gate.
Mm-hmm.
so they can still see us, and they can go in there. If they do go in there, then really reward them for going in there. Because, you know, if we just put the potty pad in there and kept the door open, chances are they wouldn't go on that.
So you're wanting, wait a minute, so you still have the three pads in the house?
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about adding a fourth one in the laundry room?
No, I'm just putting one of them in there.
Just putting one of them in there, like maybe the one that's in like the dining room into the laundry room.
Yeah.
But then when the weather's bad, you want to put them in there behind a baby gate?
Yeah.
Is that when you're home or when?
Well, just to make sure that they go there.
So for whatever period of time you put them in there until they go.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know whether. Well, I mean, we'll try it, but I don't know. We just want to make sure that we can catch them in the act so that we can actually reward them for going on there.
Yeah.
They
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think you can certainly try it. Now, Darcy's looking at that and see what she gets.
Okay. Again, I think you're going to have to bribe them to go into the laundry room with some treats and then close it off and maybe even go back and pop another treat to them so they just keep associating that with, you know, why they're there.
Okay.
It's a good thing. And then when they actually use it, then it's, you know, jumping for joy over the moon.
Well, I would like to take advantage of everything that we have to help, Lola and Gabby, you know, become good pottiers outside.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to set up, I think we can do an experiment here. I think this would be fun because Darcy's on the show every other month. So, like, you're on the second Sunday of, we're November now, so December, you'll be the second Sunday of January, and then February will be March. So what I'd like to do is that, Nancy, I'd like to have you call in every time Darcy's on the show.
Okay.
So that then you can tune into them again, see where we are, and see if, are they getting it any better, you know, and help us tweak this program for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
As we go through this process heading into spring. Does that sound like a good plan, Darce?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you're okay with that, Nancy?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, because then I can work with you all along, and then we'll check in with Darcy every other month to see where we are, and I think that gives us our best shot to really pull this off when we get to spring. And that's the first thing. You heard spring, so that's good.
And I'm hoping in January you're down to two pads. Maybe in March you're down to one pad.
Right. So, slower is faster in the long run. So that makes good sense. Now, anything else you need to look at or ask Nancy about, Darcy, before we're done for this round?
No, I don't think so. I'll be curious when you talk to Dr. Bill to see what some other possibilities might be. And
Yeah. So anything else, Nancy, we need to cover today?
Nothing other than the fact that the barking is much better.
Yay!
They look at me when I say, good quiet. It's like, oh, that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, see, they usually don't have a clue. Their people want them to be quiet. So that's good that they're getting that.
No barking. And like you said, you know, they're doing what we told them to.
Bark. Yeah. So they use no, be quiet now.
And the new words will be good potty.
Yeah, we're getting to that point. But
all right. Nancy and crew, they, of course, get their free phone follow-up privileges with me. So,
right.
Nancy, you guys are going to stay in touch with me. We'll tune in with, you're going to call next Sunday. We'll grill Dr. Bill on all of this stuff. And then we'll talk with Darcy every time she's on. And hopefully we'll be successful by the time spring rolls around.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Okay.
We'll
Sounds great.
Thanks
we'll set
so
the
much.
Intention.
Okay. I'll look forward to hearing from you. Thanks, Nancy. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. We need to take care of advertisers before we run out of time in this hour. And one line open at 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150, raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Vicki Draper is a highly regarded modern-day animal healer, a natural-born animal communicator and author who supports family animals with health, harmony, and ease, addressing wellness during every stage of your animal's life. With her skill set, she serves people locally, remotely, nationally, and internationally. Is your dog barking? Cat going outside of the litter box? Animals fighting? You're frustrated, at your wit's end, and if you desire relief and need to gain harmony and calm in your household, you're invited to get in touch with Vicki online. Log on to healingyouranimal.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition already. We don't call it the fastest 3 hours in radio for nothing. Phew. Flying, but it is Talk With Your Animals Sunday here on Animal World, and gifted animal communicator, intuitive medium, and Reiki master Darcy Pariso is in the house. We are going to get right back to the phones, and we are headed now to Kirkland. And Phyllis, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso. Good morning, Phyllis.
Hello. Good morning. I have a question for Darcy. I had a Shiba Inu named Lady. She was given to my family when she was 3 years old, and she stayed with me through a very difficult divorce. So she was my only pal at that time. And about 10 years ago, when she was almost 16, she was dying from kidney failure, and I didn't know it. And I want to send her an apology. I feel so guilty whenever I think about her, because I didn't know that she needed me to be way more patient than I was with her. I mean, I felt like I was okay patient with her, but when her needs started expanding so that she needs longer to pee and I had to get to work, I would get frustrated I would be kind of encouraging her, a little gentle yank or something, mm-hmm. to, like, let's head back into the apartment. And poor thing. So I ended up euthanizing her when she was 16 because she sure. couldn't be helped anymore. And so I'm wondering, how is she? And I'm wondering if she has any advice for me in my life. And my second question is, I feel that I'm missing an animal connection now. I have a new apartment that I've set up a treatment room for craniosacral therapy, and there are no dogs allowed in this apartment building, and cats are okay, but I've been avoiding cats because in case a client might be allergic to them. Mm. And I'm thinking about volunteering at Meow, which is like across the street from me.
Oh.
But I'm just wondering if there is, I don't know how long I'm going to be in this apartment. I'm just wondering if there's a future pet.
Let's see. Deal with Lady first on the other side. And of course, you know, I always say to people, boy, you don't need us to apologize to your animal. All you have to do is talk. They hear, and they heard everything you say. But let's see what Lady has to say to Darcy. Have you been able to make a connection with Lady, Darcy?
She immediately said, you know, what is this, water under the bridge? She said she doesn't remember that. She doesn't see it that way. And she says, oh, my gosh, let that go. You know, you're holding on to something that in her time frame with you is not even anything that...
And not even significant. Yeah. It's not even on her radar screen.
Yeah.
Wow,
she doesn't even remember it.
Yeah, no, she doesn't. She doesn't remember that at all. She remembers playing with you. She remembers making you laugh. Yeah, and it feels like she was, you know, a bit of a clown and... Uh-huh. And kind of pushing on you, like, hey, you can pet me now. And, you know, she remembers uh-huh. those times, and she remembers your heart.
Oh.
And anything else is, like, irrelevant. And it doesn't feel like she even, it's not even a memory. It's not there. So
yeah, and of course, and with any animal or human that passes, once they're out of the body, that's uh-huh. over. You know, and they're fine on the other
yeah.
side. Everything is great, you know, but
yeah.
we somehow don't kind of get that.
Yeah, it's love and joy.
But to her,
that's
the first time I think I've heard an animal say they don't even remember it.
No, okay. it's
so,
you know,
so Phyllis, look at all this beating yourself up you've been
yeah.
doing for nothing.
Yeah.
Lady doesn't
yeah.
even remember
yeah.
it. Yeah.
She's looking at, you know, your relationship and the things that, you know, the positive memories and you walking here. I think you used to walk her by a school or a play field or play structure kind of stuff, but she remembers the colors of
yeah.
the earth and those kinds of things. So absolutely. Mm-hmm. She's like, you know, like, what are you talking about?
So you guys are good.
Yeah.
And so you can let that one go.
Any advice for me? Any message for me about my life?
Yeah. Now,
besides let it go.
Well, now, when you had her, were you doing healing work? Because it feels like this is different for you or new for you, and you stepped into it more fully.
Yes,
and
that's true.
She's saying that, first of all, that, you know, she sees things very differently on the other side, and she's still working with you, and animals have jobs when they cross over, and her job
uh-huh.
is that of a teacher and a healer. And she says, coincidentally, so is yours. And so,
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you just said. She said what?
That her job on the other side is that of a teacher and a healer.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, coincidentally, so is yours.
Oh.
And so she is working with you.
Oh.
And you can't, she's using these sayings I haven't heard in a long time. It's like, you can't cut the ties that bind. I think that's what it is. But
yeah.
So she's still working with you. And because the advice was, you know, to keep going, that you have all kinds of support. And she's showing me that not just, well, she says her support is big, but your guides are helping you to move forward too. And this is the direction you're going in. And animals are very much a part of it. And so I feel that you are going to have an animal, whether it's a dog or a cat, that's going to be there to help you to heal. And the timing will be when it works into your living situation.
Okay. All right, now we're up against the clock. I think the next question was, is there another animal coming into Phyllis's life? Should she consider a cat now or later? She doesn't know how long she's going to be there. Dogs aren't allowed. Now, I would think you could have a cat in you know, the apartment or whatever, and not let it into the room, you know, that you do the healing work in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, some people do that.
Yeah, and now, and Lady said that, you know, she would like to come back to you at some point, but I don't know that it's right now, and she also likes being a dog.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, do we have an answer for Phyllis on what she should do, or do we need to hold her over?
As far as bringing an animal in, she said that, that there are plenty of cats that can come and help to heal, and they're experts at it. And there are cats that don't shed much. And I see you'll get whatever body you're supposed to, but like maybe a Blue Russian, or there's some cats that shed less that are
healers. Well, yeah, the Sphinxes and the Rexes, you know, they're a little strange looking. You have to acquire a liking for them.
Yeah.
But
I don't know that's going to be one of those breeds, but I think that if you put it out there and you ask, you know, who is the animal that's best for me and that'll help me with this healing and moving forward, and be open to it and let it just come in.
Yeah, so it's really up to you, Phyllis.
Okay.
But Lady will be helping you with this too.
You're welcome.
Yay, Lady.
Yeah. So you're free. Let it go. Celebrate.
Yay.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. Okay,
Phyllis.
We're over time, so we're out of here for the second hour, fire up hour number 3. We're coming to Linda and then Casey and Christine, and we'll have a line open here as soon as Phyllis is dropped. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More with Darcy Pariso and Talk With Your Animal Sunday straight ahead until noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.